Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Faith of Jesus. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, we've been talking about faith for weeks now here at Faith Life Church, which would be appropriate, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be sad to have Faith Life Church and no faith? Man, that just wouldn't be right, would it? No. Faith Life Church should be a faith church, full of faith, living a faith life, walking a faith walk. Well, it doesn't happen automatically. It don't happen just because you put it on the front of the building. Right? How does faith come? Comes by hearing and hearing. And how many know next year we'll need to hear something about faith? And the year after that. Actually, when we first started, the Lord gave me three major directives. And I wrote them down and dated it that I was to teach the people how to love each other. Right? And I am to teach the people how to live and walk by faith. And I am to teach the people how to be led by the Spirit. Amen. Well, we've been over it, but how many understand we're not through with it? Right? We need to hear it again and again. Now, if you have not heard, what was it, a year or two ago? Man, we spent months on being led by the Spirit. The Spirit-led life, one and two, a long time on it. If you weren't here, you need to get that. How many would agree they ought to get a hold of that? Not just because I taught it, because it's the Word. Amen. Right? Get a hold of it. Yeah. Feed on it. Because, man, if you don't know how to be led by the Spirit, you are at a terrible disadvantage in this life. If you're still making all your decisions off of what's in your head, it ain't enough. How many will agree? What's in your head is not enough for you to make all your decisions and come out right. And that's why some people, they hit it sometime. A lot of times they don't. They miss it and they're, you know. Well, you can be right again and again when you're led by the Spirit, because He's always right. Yeah. Hebrews 12, let's go into talking more about faith. And I believe we're nearing the end of this part of our study here on the faith of Jesus. So believe with me for utterance today. Hebrews 12 and 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Now, let's just stop right there. Why is the wherefore there? Because it hooks up to chapter 11, right? And chapter 11 is talking about what? Faith, 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 right? The whole chapter is the great faith chapter. This one did this by faith, and this one did that by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. Then he said, now all these folk that he's got through talking about, they're no longer here on the earth, right? But do they still exist? Oh, yeah. You know, Jesus, the Sadducees, did not believe in resurrection, life after death. And they tried to question Jesus one time. You know, they thought they were so clever. And they told the story about the man and woman that was married and had no kids. And the brother married and they had no kids. And seven brothers. And so they said she was married to all seven of them. So in the resurrection. See, they didn't believe in the resurrection. In the resurrection, whose wife will she be? See, they thought they're so clever. He said, you do greatly err. Because you don't know God and you don't know the Scriptures. You don't know the power of God. And he went on to say that God referred to himself at the bush, burning bush, talking to Moses. He said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, they had been dead off the earth for a long, long time. But God didn't say, I used to be. Right? No, he said, I am. Why? Because they still are. And he is, right? Amen. And Jesus said, he's not God just of the dead, but of the living, yeah. Right? And so thanks be unto God, all these people that he mentioned, Enoch and Abel and Abraham and Sarah and Isaac and Joseph and all those guys, we'll get to meet them one day. Amen. Won't we? Yeah. Won't that be? How'd you like to sit down? Yeah. By the crystal river. and have a long talk with Joseph. Huh? And a long talk with Abraham. Well, we're going to have plenty of time to do it. And he said, we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Faith people who ran a faith race. And since they're all watching us, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let us get rid of anything that would hinder our race. And let us do what? Run with patience the race that is set before us. Persistence and endurance. The race that is set before us. Well, what kind of race is it? What's he been talking about for the last chapter and verse? Faith. It's a faith race. Not just a faith sprint, but a faith marathon. Right? This faith race lasts for decades. As long as our life lasts. Down here, right? It's a faith race. Somebody say faith race. Now, it's not even a period there. He says, run with patience the race that is set before us, comma, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And we could say of our faith race. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Thank you, Lord. Now, we've been talking about the faith of Jesus. And we talked about how that faith is a requirement. It's not optional. The Lord requires it of us. How that faith is a decision. There's no such thing as somebody who can't believe. You decide whether you're going to believe or not. We talked about the importance of the integrity of one's word and faith and how God cannot lie. And he deserves all of our trust. And we talked about how faith comes. We talked about enemies of faith. How that becoming offended will rob you of your faith. Being double-minded and wavering will cause you to lose your faith. Getting in fear will cause you to lose your faith. And we talked about patience. Wasn't it last Sunday? We talked about staying after and patience. And that's how if you endure to the end, you'll receive. But let's look at this. This goes along with that. He said Jesus is the author and what?
Finisher.
The finisher. Now, we've talked about the author. We've talked about how faith comes. We've talked about some in between. Let's talk about this last part.
Finisher.
He is the what?
Finisher.
Finisher of our faith. Everybody say finish.
Finish.
How many understand that how you finish is just as important and even more important than how you start? Because, I mean, you can mess up in the beginning, but if you finish good, right? You can mess up in the middle, but if you finish good, that can be forgotten, right? How you finish is one of the most important things in any endeavor, and particularly this one, running your faith race. How many understand it's no good, we've already talked about this, to believe God like a house of fire for 2 weeks and then quit before it comes to pass? That's no good. And it's not good enough to run your faith race and live for the Lord for 13 years and 15 years and then get offended and messed up and backslide. Huh? No. We got to finish this thing. Right? And we got to finish it like we started it. In faith. Somebody said out loud, finish in faith.
Finish in faith.
Finish strong in faith.
Finish strong in faith.
Now look at 1 Peter. Just turn over a few pages to 1 Peter. He is the author and he is the finisher. He is the completer of our faith. How many remember the scriptures that says, they know that we can have confidence that he who began a good work in us, what will he do? He'll finish it. He'll complete it till the day of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter and the first chapter, verse 3. Let me read a few verses to you. 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a lively or a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God, how? Through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Now he's talking about our future. Do we have a bright future?
Yes.
How are we going to end up with this whole thing? Do we have something to look forward to?
Yes.
Oh, we do. And he said, we're kept unto this by the power of God, but it's through our faith that the power of God has the legal right to keep on keeping us. Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations. Can you rejoice even in tough times?
Yes.
Well, it'd take faith to do that, wouldn't it?
Yes.
You wouldn't be walking by what you saw or what you felt, or you'd be crying.
Yeah.
The faith walk means, the faith walk doesn't mean you never have any challenges or problems. It just means you don't have to walk like you feel. You don't have to yield to how things look.
Right?
Right? You can shout when you feel like crying.
Yes.
You can give glory to God when you feel like giving up. You don't have to give up. You can say, nah, I know what I see. I know what I feel. But greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You can say that when you feel like 40 miles of muddy road. When you feel lower than a snake's belly in a wagon rut. That's low. Even though you feel bad, you don't have to act like you feel. Oh, friend, this is such an important thing to learn. Can you shout when you feel like crying? Yeah. Can you get up and say, we're going over big when you feel like you're going under? Can you do that? Yeah, you can. That's what faith is all about. And he said, you're rejoicing, you greatly rejoice, though even now for a season, there's heaviness because of the manifold temptation. See, that sounds contradictory, doesn't it? Well, which one are they going through? Heaviness or great rejoicing? Both. They feel the heaviness, but by faith, they're greatly rejoicing. Why? Because they see beyond the here and now, and the feelings.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The End of Your Faith, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R804H. That's R804H, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.